Outside it was getting light. I walked down the empty street to the cafe. There was a light in the window. I went in and stood at the zinc bar, and an old man served me a glass of wine and a brioche. The brioche was yesterday's. I dipped it in the wine and then drank a glass of coffee. "What do you do at this hour?" the man asked. "My wife is in labor at the hospital." "So, I wish you good luck. Give me another glass of wine." He poured it from the bottle, slopping it over a little, so some ran down on the zinc. I drank this glass, paid, and went out. Outside along the street were the refuse cans from the houses waiting for the collector. A dog was nosing at one of the cans. "What do you want?" I asked, and looked in the can to see if there was anything I could pull out for him. There was nothing on top but coffee grounds, dust, and some dead flowers. "There isn't anything, dog," I said. The dog crossed the street. I went up the stairs in the hospital, to the floor Catherine was on and down the hall to her room. I knocked on the door. There was no answer. I opened the door. The room was empty, except for Catherine's bag on a chair and her dressing gown hanging on a hook on the wall. I went out and down the hall looking for somebody. I found a nurse. "Where is Madame Henry?"
"A lady has just gone to the delivery room."
"Where is it?"
"I will show you."
She took me down to the end of the hall. The door of the room was partly open. I could see Catherine lying on a table covered by a sheet. The nurse was on one side, and the doctor stood on the other side of the table beside some cylinders. The doctor held a rubber mask attached to a tube in one hand. "I will give you a gown and you can go in," the nurse said. "Come in here, please." She put a white gown on me and pinned it at the neck and back with a safety pin. "Now you can go in," she said. I went into the room.
"Hello, darling," Catherine said in a strained voice. "I'm not doing much."
"You are Mr. Henry?" the doctor asked. "Yes, how is everything going, doctor?"
"Things are going very well," the doctor said.
"We came in here where it is easy to give gas for the pains."
"I want it now," Catherine said.
The doctor placed the rubber mask over her face and turned a dial, and I watched Catherine breathing deeply and rapidly. Then she pushed the mask away. The doctor shut off the petcock.
"That wasn't a very big one. I had a very big one a while ago. The doctor made me go clear out, didn't you, doctor?"
Her voice was strange. It rose on the word doctor. The doctor smiled.
"I want it again," Catherine said.
She held the rubber tight to her face and breathed fast. I heard her moaning a little. Then she pulled the mask away and smiled.
"That was a big one," she said. "That was a very big one. Don't you worry, darling. You go away. Go have another breakfast."
"I'll stay," I said. We had gone to the hospital about 3 o'clock in the morning. At noon, Catherine was still in the delivery room. The pains had slackened again. She looked very tired and worn now, but she was still cheerful.
"I'm not any good, darling," she said. "I'm so sorry. I thought I would do it very easily. Now, there's one."
She reached out her hand for the mask and held it over her face. The doctor moved the dial and watched her. In a little while it was over.
"It wasn't much," Catherine said.
She smiled.
"I'm a fool about the gas. It's wonderful."
"We'll get some for the home," I said.
"There one comes," Catherine said quickly.
The doctor turned the dial and looked at his watch. "What's the interval now?" I asked.
"About a minute."
"Don't you want lunch?"
"I will have something pretty soon," he said. "You must have something to eat, doctor," Catherine said. "I'm so sorry I go on so long. Couldn't my husband give me the gas?"
"If you wish," the doctor said. "You turn it to the numeral 2.
"I see," I said. There was a marker on a dial that turned with a handle.
"I want it now," Catherine said.
She held the mask tight to her face. I turned the dial to number 2, and when Catherine put down the mask, I turned it off. It was very good of the doctor to let me do something.
"Did you do it, darling?" Catherine asked.
She stroked my wrist.
"Sure. You're so lovely."
She was a little drunk from the gas.
"I will eat from a tray in the next room," the doctor said. "You can call me any moment."
While the time passed, I watched him eat. Then, after a while, I saw that he was lying down and smoking a cigarette. Catherine was getting very tired.
"Do you think I'll ever have this baby?" she asked.
"Yes, of course you will.
I try as hard as I can. I push down, but it goes away. There it comes. Give it to me.